This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, Motor and Auto Group, TRM Disposal, IMU Fiber, Twin Cedar Schools, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Pulley and Idler, Marion County Rural Water, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel PC, Pella Cooperative Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Bertrand Monuments and Bybee & Davis Funeral Home. Enjoy the program.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. In the fifth part of a five-part program, how important is the family to student success? And more. Let's go in depth with Harlan DeVries, interim head of schools at Pella Christian Schools. Mr. DeVries, tell us a little bit about your background, your education, where you've been in your career.
I was born and raised on a farm near Peoria, and so I went through Peoria Christian Grade School and Pella Christian High School. I left the area in 1970 and went to Dort College, which is now known as Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, and spent 4 years there, got my degree in secondary education. I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, and decided to go into teaching at that time. My first contract was with Sioux Center Christian School, where I taught junior high science for 13 years. During that time, I pursued a master's degree in educational administration through the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, South Dakota. Once I had completed that, I had a desire to get into school administration, but did not rush into it and did not take a job in administration until 1987. At that time, I went to Central Valley Christian School in Hanford and Visalia, California. I served as the principal at Hanford Christian School and transportation director for the entire system for 4 years there. We had a desire to get back to the Midwest, where all of my family is from in this area, and I'm the oldest of 8 children, and there are now 102 members in our family. And so there were lots of relatives to get back to, and I wanted my children to get to know them as well. So we made an effort to come back to the Midwest, and we got as close as Edgerton, Minnesota. And I served as principal at Edgerton Christian Elementary School for 9 years. During that time, I also went to Mankato State University, which was now Minnesota State University Mankato campus, and I reached out and studied in the area of school leadership and supervision and got a specialist degree in that area. Once I had spent some time at Edgerton Christian Elementary School, I felt an urge to get into the high school if possible. And Unity Christian High School from Orange City, Iowa, then asked me to serve as their principal. That was in 2000. At that time, we moved our family to Orange City, and I served at Unity Christian High School for 10 years as administrator there. Following that time, I spent 2 hours teaching online courses at night for Alpha Omega Academy. During the day, I drove a semi-truck and hauled wet distillers grain in the 4-state area. Then after those 2 years, Sioux Center Christian School called me and asked me to serve as an interim principal for 1 year. I agreed to do that, and that turned into a 6-year contract. After that, I thought I was going to be retiring, and then Western Christian High School in Hall, Iowa called me and asked me to serve as an interim principal for 1 year, which I did. I followed that with the second year, where I served in an advisory role to a new principal there, and volunteered with a group of men to build a new greenhouse for the school's VOAG and FFA program. During that time, I also hauled raw milk in a 22-wheeler and spent 3 years doing that on a part-time basis while I was doing some of these other jobs as well. At that time, we decided to make a move then to the Pella area. We had purchased a house already 4 years ago this past spring, so we had a place to come. Once we got to the point we wanted to retire, my wife worked 32 and a half years as administrative assistant at Dort University. And once she reached retirement age, we made the move. And so last October, we moved to Pella. I was only here a short time in Sully Christian School. called me and asked if I would serve as an interim principal for them to finish out the year. And so I served there from February until the end of last school year. During that time, Pella Christian Schools called on me and asked if I would serve as the interim head of schools here while they continue their search for a permanent head of school. And that brings me to where I am today.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Herald Trailer Sales, the City of Pella, Pella Community Schools, Hormel, Culver's of Pella, and Southtown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Laley, Pella Corporation, Westridge Specialty Care, Smith's Collision Center, Page Turner's Bookstore, Details Plus Collision Center, and Bretto Pizza in Oski.
I continued my conversation with Harlan DeVries, interim head of schools at Pella Christian Schools. Wow, that's quite a history, lots of different experiences, and I'd like to talk with you about lots of them and get into more detail about them. But one of the things that I want to focus on today is you've encountered tens of thousands of students, and I'm guessing tens of thousands of students over the years.
Yep.
What are some of the factors that you think lead to student success?
I would say the primary factor for student success has got to be a very firm and excellent family setting. A home setting makes such a difference for students and their learning. And unfortunately, in today's culture, there are a lot of families that are broken and they don't have a lot of support for the students that they need when they are trying to learn. As a result, we have to have lots of extra programs in our schools to try to make up for some of those factors that are not present in the family life, in the home life. But that certainly would be a primary focus when we talk about student learning. Those homes that bring us good, strong students are the homes that are very well established and very functional. And that's very helpful for the student learning. Along with that, we need to have students who have a real desire to learn. And for most children, that starts out at an early age where they have that desire. All too often, unfortunately, by the time you get to their middle school years, that starts to wane just a bit. And as a result, these students sometimes get somewhat derailed. Not off track, but they can get side-railed just a bit.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by To Be Constructed, Marion County Auto Body, Central College, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Dowie Pest Control, and Quality Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Countryside Wedding and Events, Norris Asphalt, Van Wall Equipment, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance of Monroe and Prairie City, Pella Farmers Market, Weinman Insurance, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Harlan DeVries, interim head of schools at Pella Christian Schools. And what side rails them? What diverts them?
Oftentimes it's going to be other activities outside of school. They lose interest in learning and committing to learning. And so it might be anything from electronics. Video games was huge for many years, and I think still is for a lot of children that age anyway. And so it takes away, distracts them from their learning time, actually, from their study time that they would normally be spending at home preparing for the next day at school.
Is some of it maybe the fault of the schools themselves? It seems like sometimes, the kids come with this curiosity and they come and want to learn, but I don't know how else to say it, but sometimes the curriculum isn't challenging or it's not in their interests. Can there be some blame laid to, oh, the curriculum?
I wouldn't blame the curriculum. The curriculum is laid out very carefully, and it's important information for all children to have, we believe, as school administrators and teachers. Some students, just by their natural and innate desire, will probe into a curriculum much deeper and more easily than what other students will, the way it's seen. Some students are satisfied to just scratch the surface and acquire some of the knowledge or information that might be necessary at their particular age. But there are others that will go into it much deeper, and they often excel as students as well then.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westside Muffler and Repair, Pella Regional Health Center, Winfield Funeral Home, Stan's Drywall, 629-1728, Parker Signs and Graphics, and KB Auto. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, DMAC, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, DeYoung Door Service, Timberline Diversified, Knoxville Police Department, Hopkins Roofing, Cementec, and Triumph Martial Arts.
I continued my conversation with Harlan DeVries, interim head of schools at Pella Christian Schools. So family structure, do family resources play a role too?
Yes, family resources, socioeconomic situations in families certainly is a factor as well. Not that one has to have everything that's available out there, but those children who do not have some of the amenities that the others have will sometimes not be as apt to tap into particularly the technology that we have available to us today. And so that makes a difference as far as that goes. Along with that, I would say that it's oftentimes who children connect with, their friends, their mentors, oftentimes are people they connect with through their churches or through their youth groups. And that can make a big difference, too, on how a student perceives learning and how strong of a desire they have to learn.
Well, and some of it's based upon the rewards and the feedback. It seems to me that, well, I remember way back, a couple of particularly encouraging teachers really made a difference for me. And I presume I'm not alone.
No, that certainly is true. My third and fourth grade teacher was such a strong teacher and a wonderful individual that she was the one who really inspired me to consider going into education, quite honestly. She's still living today, and I've had the opportunity to thank her for the opportunity that she provided to me to get into education. And it was just a great, she was just a great mentor for me at a very early age already, as far as that goes. And I think that's true for a lot of young people today when they get to the high school age as well. They need and they actually appreciate people who they can model after, who they can mentor, be mentored by, who they can work with. And it helps them to mature at an early age, quite honestly.
Sometimes it's the coaches that can provide that mentoring.
Definitely. Yes, coaching is... involvement in any kind of athletic activity or any extracurricular, or I prefer to call them co-curricular activities, any of those provide strong support for growth and maturation for any student. And so I encourage students to become as involved as what they can or should. I say that somewhat cautiously because quite honestly some students do become overly involved and they try to do too much. And they're hard on themselves and sometimes their family members and even their teachers on occasion when they become overloaded.
Well, and sometimes it can distract from, it should complement, but sometimes it distracts from the educational mission.
Right, right. That can happen where they are so focused on on the activity they're involved in. And it's not just sports, it can be other activities as well. Any extracurricular or co-curricular activity can just completely consume one's life if they really get into it, and then their studies can sometimes suffer because of it.
What makes a good teacher?
A good teacher is one who is able to understand children, first of all, I believe. They have to realize that there's a lot of differences in children and young people. A good teacher is one who's able to differentiate the teaching to meet the learning styles of the student. And there are lots of different learning styles out there. We keep finding new learning styles and different settings for learning all the time. In my day when I was a student, we were pretty much assigned alphabetically to seats that were in rows, and that's where learning had to take place. And today there's a lot of variety to that, and I've appreciated the opportunity in the schools that I've served in to open that classroom a bit more and make it a more applicable place for learning, actually.
Well, and with your vast experience, coming into a new setting, I'm sure that some of the people in the community, the teachers, students, whoever, they'd want to know what your leadership style is, and do you have a philosophy of leadership that you'd like to share as we come to a close?
I often tell people I lead from behind, and that sounds a bit backwards, but I think that's a style that works very well for me. I don't have to be in the forefront. In fact, I prefer not to be, but I have a good feel as to where I would like things to be, and I try to implement that from behind the scenes. I work with a lot of people one-on-one and sometimes guide and direct that way. And I think overall people have really appreciated that as well. It gives them the freedom to be who they are. I don't dictate that. Leadership has to have as much variety as what teaching does. There's differentiation in our teachers as well that we have to consider. And so what we have to do is work with each person, try to bring out their strengths, try to work with them where there's need for some improvement possibly, and in the end, we do it for the good of the students, quite honestly.
Thanks to Harlan DeVries for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.